The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
If you're ready to start making money from your Instagram Reels, then you're in the right place. Even if you have less than 10,000 followers, heck, even if you have less than 1,000 followers, I'm going to explain to you 7 different ideas on how you can make money on Instagram. And some of these ideas are things that you can start doing today, even if you have a super low following and a super low engagement rate. I think one of the big misconceptions on Instagram, and maybe even more broadly across social media, is that in order to make an income, you have to have a massive following and you have to basically be an influencer. And that couldn't be farther from the truth. In fact, according to one report, today in 2023, the value of the creator economy is about $250 billion, and that is expected to double by 2027. And the creator economy essentially refers to the economy that we're talking about today, the amount of money that has changed hands for creators like yourself for posting on social media. And the reality is more than 90% of creators within the creator economy who are getting paid for posting have less than 10,000 followers. For every Charli D'Amelio and Kim Kardashian, there are thousands, if not tens of thousands, of small creators who you probably have never heard of and will never heard of who are getting paid hundreds, if not thousands of dollars for content every single month. And the reason for that is that we are in a day and age where ads aren't performing as well. The average consumer is kind of bored by ads, right? We fast forward through the commercial breaks at the TV. We, you know, whip out our phone whenever they cut to commercial because ads generally are pretty boring. Even a lot of the Super Bowl ads that they spend tens of thousands of dollars, even millions of dollars on, aren't always super engaging. But what is really engaging is whipping out your phone and scrolling through TikTok for a few hours, or pulling up YouTube on your TV and watching video after video. Social media content, because it's made by the masses, for the masses, is oftentimes massively more engaging. And so brands and corporations recognize this. They realize that hiring someone with a couple thousand followers to make a post for them is going to be so much more organic, so much more authentic, and perform so much better than if they hire some paid actor to read off of a script. It's oftentimes going to be much more cost-effective for that brand. Because rather than hiring an entire talent agency to sort out and find the perfect actor, hiring a copywriter to write the script for that ad, hiring an entire media team to set up a photo shoot day and a filming day, and then an editing team to edit it all together, like, this is tens of people who now have to make this one video that ultimately might not even perform that well. Instead, they could hire a content creator like yourself or myself who basically does all of that in-house, meaning that I'm going to script my own reel, I'm going to record my own video, I'm probably going to edit myself, and I'm going to post it to my own social media. So I'm doing all of that work, and the brand is able to then reap even greater rewards. And one last point that I want to make, especially if you're someone who's, you have some self-doubt, you're like, yeah, maybe Brock, but like, people don't want to hear from me. People don't really care what I have to say. They do, and especially the people who look just like you, the people who sound just like you, the people who are in your shoes. You might be thinking to yourself, well, I'm a 65-year-old retiree, and no one really cares what I have to say. I bet you other 65-year-old retirees also care what you have to say, and they care a lot more what you have to say than what some 25-year-old on Instagram has to say. And so what I'm trying to get at here is that there are niche markets and there are opportunities regardless of what your demographics are, how long you've been doing this, how many followers you have, how good looking you think you are or you are not. Really, if you can make content effectively, brands will pay you for that. And I don't want to get too ahead of myself because I am going to break down these 7 different ideas for making money, and not all of them even revolve around having brands pay you. Some of these ideas are having you create things that you can make money off yourself. Some of these don't require any sort of brand or company or sales at all, and it can be a reliable way to make money on Instagram. So with all that being said, let's hop into my 7 ideas to make money using Instagram, and specifically Instagram Reels in 2023. Idea number one is called user-generated content, but usually you're going to hear it referred to as UGC. You know how when you're watching a commercial and there's that little tiny text at the bottom of the screen that says, not a real user, paid actor, or this is a paid spokesperson, not a real user of whatever the drug is that they're promoting that day. That is essentially what UGC is. In that example, the brand is paying a actor to read off a script for them. What UGC is, however, it's essentially users, you and I, who use a product. So let's say it's this wallet, for example. And I'm going to make a video sharing my thoughts, sharing my beliefs, and it might not even be that I'm necessarily an owner or a user of this wallet. The brand is just hiring me, kind of like they would a paid actor, to talk about this wallet. And the benefit of that for the brand is, like I said earlier, they're getting more authentic content because it's being read by a real human rather than a script being read by a paid actor. Not that paid actors aren't real humans. I understand they are. But you know what I'm saying? It's just more authentic, more organic if it's a quote-unquote regular person rather than an actor reading off the script. That's the benefit for the brand side of things. For your side of things, the benefit is that you don't need to have a huge following in order to get into UGC because oftentimes with UGC, the brand isn't even asking you to share the content on your own social media. They're just asking for the content so that they can use it on their own social media or maybe even in their own ads. Time commitment for UGC is at like a medium level because there is a decent amount of work that goes into writing the script, filming the video, having it edited, all of that stuff, maybe even like having negotiations or conversations with the brand. I would say the time commitment is a medium, but the required number of followers is very low because, like I said, oftentimes with UGC, the brand doesn't really care about how many followers you have. They just care about your content. And if they like your content, if they like your vibe, if they like your energy, if they feel like you would be a good fit for their brand, well, then they're going to hire you to work with you. I know people who are doing UGC who are making tens of thousands of dollars per month with less than 1,000 followers, and they're getting tons of free vacations and products and things that they would regularly use anyways, and they don't have to post any of this to their social media. They're just creating content for brands on a daily basis. My best recommendation to get started with UGC is first and foremost, start creating content on your own social media, because if you aren't creating content or if you're not very good at creating content, then a brand isn't going to hire you. Right? Because ultimately, they're looking for someone who can create this final product for them. The scripting, the video, the editing, all of that. So they want someone who has demonstrated that they can already create content of a certain quality threshold. So I would recommend beginning to post on your social media, or at least practicing creating content, even if you're not going to publicly share it. Begin practicing creating content for brands so that you have a portfolio, so that when you are reaching out to brands, you have something to say, look, this is what I've done in the past. These are examples of my work, and this is what I can do for you. And the second tip that I would give is one that I kind of briefly hinted at a second ago, which is that you should reach out to brands. When you're first getting started with UGC, especially if you have very low following, it's going to be hard for the brands to discover you, right? So you need to discover them. I would recommend finding the products that you already know, use, and absolutely love. And that way, the content you're creating for them is going to be much more genuine and authentic. And then you also probably already have the products in your house. So you can just be like, hey, I made this video for this wallet. I love it. Here's all the great aspects of it. You're making some really engaging TikTok video, for example. And then you're reaching out to the brand and saying, hey, here's my portfolio. Here's why I think we would be a good fit working together. I would love to work with you on creating some user-generated content for your own social media or your own advertising purposes. The second idea that I have for you to make money using Instagram Reels is affiliate marketing. Affiliate marketing is essentially you getting paid depending on how many sales you generate for a company. So again, let's use this wallet as an example. I could become an affiliate for this wallet company, and then they would give me either some sort of special discount code or a special discount link. And then whenever one of my followers uses that link and checks out and purchases a wallet for themselves, I would get a certain commission fee, basically. Affiliate marketing has been around for decades, and there are people who are six, even seven-figure affiliate marketers. The simplest and probably most popular affiliate marketing platform is Amazon. Amazon calls their affiliate program Amazon Associates, and while I love Amazon Associates because anyone can do it, and of course, pretty much any product on the face of the earth is sold on Amazon, what I don't love about Amazon Associates is that they give a very low commission fee. It's like a very small percentage. If you're selling like a $20 wallet, let's say, you're probably only making a dollar, if not only just a few cents. So it's not a bad option, but it's also probably not the best option. The best option is probably just going directly to the source, going directly to the website of whatever company or product you want to be an affiliate for, or Googling the name of that product or that company, and then the word affiliate, and you'll most likely find very quickly if they have an affiliate portal set up. Worst case scenario, if you can't find anything, you could always contact the brand directly or contact their customer service and just ask them if they have any sort of referral or affiliate program. Similar to UGC content, the time commitment for this is medium because while it is relatively quick and easy to get signed up, it usually just takes like an email address and maybe, you know, a link to your Instagram account. The actual creating of the content is what might take a little bit more time. Scripting your reel, editing your reel, that sort of thing. But the required following is zero. I mean, a lot of these affiliate marketing platforms don't even require you to have a social media. All they want to know is, are you a person? Like, do you have an email address? And that's fine. Because essentially, you're saying, hey, brand, I would love to bring you more customers. I would love to promote for you, essentially for free. It's no risk to the brand. They're only paying you if you actually generate sales for them. So a lot of brands offer affiliate marketing nowadays. In fact, we even offer affiliate marketing. We just launched it a few months ago within the Insta Club Hub. So a lot of you listening to this right now might already be in the Insta Club Hub, or you might be familiar with the Insta Club Hub. The Insta Club Hub is my mom and myself's Instagram membership site where we do live trainings, weekly updates, trending audios, quick video lessons, all of that good stuff. And we actually just recently rolled out our own affiliate program. And ours is pretty cool because rather than paying you like 20%, we just give you cash. So if you sign up to become an Insta Club Hub affiliate and you get someone else to join the club, you get someone else to join the Insta Club Hub and become a member, we pay you $50. And in my opinion, that's pretty flippin' awesome. If you want to become an Insta Club Hub affiliate, by the way, the link is down in the show notes, or you can visit instaclubhub.com/affiliates. And there's an S on the end of that word. So instaclubhub.com/affiliates. And then you can get paid for promoting the Insta Club Hub. If you're an Insta Club Hub member, I highly recommend signing up just in case you ever end up promoting it in the future, or you ever, you know, post about one of our live trainings. And then someone's like, hey, what is that live training? I see you're always doing these things. What is that? You can get them to join the club, which they probably would have anyways, but then you can actually get paid for it as well. The other awesome benefit of affiliate marketing is that there usually aren't contracts and there are very rarely commitments or minimums. It's not like you have to post X number of times per month or you have to, you know, have X number of followers. A lot of the affiliate programs that I've been a part of, I've been a part of them for like 10 years now. I've been promoting these things since I was like a freshman in college, and I'm still technically a part of the affiliate program, even though I haven't posted about them for years. The third idea that I have for you to make money using Instagram Reels in 2023 is paid shoutouts. Now, before I even explain this one to you, let me say I am not a fan myself of this model. I'm not a fan of people using this as a tool to grow, but hey, I'm not here to pass judgment. I'm here to give ideas. That's the purpose of today's episode. And so essentially the idea with paid shoutouts is that other people are paying you to shout them out on your page. Just like a brand would be paying you to promote their business, instead it's other Instagram users are paying you to promote their Instagram. I know some Instagram coaches who have grown large followings through this method. But again, it's not my place to pass judgment. And I'm not here to share my opinion. I'm here to give you ideas. And so this is an idea for making money using Instagram Reels. The initial time commitment is quite high because you have to build a large following yourself. Most people aren't going to pay for a shout out from an Instagram account that has 100 followers, but they're probably going to pay for a shout out from an account that has 100,000, and they're definitely going to pay for a shout out from an account that has 1 million followers. So the initial time commitment for growing this following is pretty big. But maybe you have 50,000 followers or you have 100,000 followers on some account that you don't really use that much anymore. Maybe this could be an alternative revenue stream for you on that account. And the cool thing is, once you have this large following, once you have invested that initial time commitment, the time commitment for promoting someone or giving someone a shout out is probably relatively low. Oftentimes, I see these paid shout out pages actually just using content that the shout outee, the person being shouted out, is creating themselves. So let's say I was doing a shout out on Brock 11 Johnson, and I was shouting out Shalene Johnson because she paid me to do so. She would be the one creating the video, and then I would just be posting it on her behalf to my page. So that's a relatively low time commitment. But of course, like I said, the follower commitment is pretty high, or it's much higher than all of these other ideas that I'm sharing with you. One revenue stream that I do know was very popular on Instagram in the late 2010s, it's less popular nowadays, but it's definitely still around, is what's called feature accounts or repost accounts, or they're often called like niche or community pages, where essentially instead of following Brock 11 Johnson on Instagram, you're following like best Instagram tips on Instagram. And instead of just being one person like myself running the account, that page is just shouting out all the other Instagram coaches and reposting all of the content with permission and approval from all of the other Instagram coaches. So it's a way for them to get notoriety, right? Because they're getting shared on this hopefully larger page. And then this page gets followers because they're able to bring in all of the best content from a wide variety of sources. If you follow any meme accounts on Instagram, that's basically what's going on with those type of accounts. My fourth idea for you to make money using Instagram Reels is brand deals, brand partnerships, and sponsorships. This is very similar to idea number one, UGC, except for the difference here is that the brand is paying you not just for the content that you are creating, but also for the visibility that you provide, because with brand deals and partnerships, usually you are posting the content that you make to your own page. This is probably one of the biggest areas where people have a big misconception, thinking that they need tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of followers to get into brand deals, and that's absolutely not true. If you haven't already, we did an episode a few weeks ago with Lindsay, the founder of FYPM, which is a really great platform. It's essentially a glass door for content creators. So you can see exactly how much other people are making from what brands, and even how much the brands are paying creators based off how many followers they have. It's a really great platform. Highly recommend checking out the platform and that episode that we did. But to summarize it, you don't have to have a lot of followers to make a lot of money with brand deals. And in fact, you deserve to be paid even if you don't have tens of thousands of followers yet. So for this, I'm gonna set the time commitment at a medium level. Like, you do have to create the reel, you do have to create the content, and you do need some followers. Like, you can't have no Instagram or no followers at all. You do need, you know, some followers at least on somewhat of an active Instagram. So the time commitment is medium, and the following required is also medium, but I don't want you to get overwhelmed with the idea of a medium-sized following. Even if you have a small-sized following, this can be effective for you. Of course, the more followers you have, most likely the more you're going to get paid. Some tips that I can give you with brand deals is, first and foremost, it's usually best to get started with UGC or with affiliate marketing, because that gives you a good portfolio. And then when you are reaching out to or having these conversations and negotiations with brands, you're not going off of nothing. You have a pass to draw on. You can say, hey, I made this post. It was an affiliate post for a wallet, but I sold 50 wallets last year and I only had 200 followers. Now I have 400 followers and they're even more engaged than a year ago. Or even if you're not doing affiliate marketing, you can at least have a portfolio of UGC content so you can show the brand who you're hoping to work with, hey, here's an example of what working with me might look like. Here's an example of what one of the videos that I create for you and your company could look like. And then from there, there are a few different routes you could take. One option is to just wait for the brands to find you. I don't think that's usually the best unless you have a large following or a big name, or unless you're maybe trying to work with like a super small local brand that you know the person, so it's going to be easy for them to find you. That's usually not the best option when you're first getting started out. Usually the best option when you are getting started out is to either reach out to the brand yourself, which again, I highly recommend checking out FYPM to get a good idea of what these different brands are, how much they're paying, and that sort of thing. And also, I should say, we actually have an entire course on this subject. It's called Brand Deals 101. Pretty creative name, don't you think? I'll put the link to that down in the show notes as well. That's a course that we created to help you figure out, you know, what's the pitch letter going to look like? What is my media kit going to look like? What do I actually say in that email? How do I find the person to reach out to within the company? So all of that is included in the course. I just wanted to shout that out in case you need any additional tips around the idea of brand deals. But another alternative option, kind of option number three for brand deals, is hiring and working with an agent or an agency. Now, there are definitely pros and cons nuance to this, and not all agencies were created equally. I recently received a great recommendation from Modern Millie. She gave me the contact info for her agent. I reached out to him, and he now manages all of my brand deals for me. But I gotta tell you, for my first 4 years of doing brand deals, I did it all myself, and while there were definitely challenges and hiccups and learning lessons along the way, it wasn't the end of the world, and I did have a successful brand partnership streak going. I basically was hitting 5 figures every single month from brand deals doing it on my own. It's now something that I have passed off to an expert, aka the agency, and I'm very happy with them so far. But again, you really need to vet the agent or the agency who you're going to be working with. I recommend finding someone who has been recommended by other content creators, because then you have more of a trust, higher level of trust when you're going into it. All right, my fifth idea for you to make money on Reels in 2023 is called ads on Reels. Now, I did an entire video, an entire YouTube video, an entire podcast about this topic. So if you want to check that out, I'll link it up down in the show notes, or it's also going to be floating up here somewhere if you're watching this on YouTube. But essentially what ads on Reels are is it's a new program being rolled out by Instagram. So not everyone has access to it yet. But essentially, once you sign up, Instagram is going to be able to place a small banner on the bottom of your Reels so that as people are scrolling through and watching Reels, advertisers can promote their own products and services on your Reels, and then you are paid based off how many views that Reel gets. So this is very similar to what used to be called Reels bonuses or the Reels play bonus. A lot of people are familiar with that. Unfortunately, that program has been discontinued. That program was where Instagram was paying you just for the number of views you got on your Reel. Now, they're only paying you for the views you get on your Reels that also have little ads banners at the bottom of them. So, unfortunately, it's not as great as it once was, but it's still a way that you can make some extra money on Instagram every single month. The time commitment for that is low to medium, because basically all you have to do is create the Reel, and it only takes a few seconds to sign up for the program. And the following required is very low. I don't believe there is a following requirement to turn on this new feature. If there is, it's going to be a very low following requirements. So not a big deal to have a massive following, not necessary for ads on Reels. Idea number six is probably the most common way that people make money from their Instagram Reels, and that is promoting your own thing, whether it's your own ebook, your own product, your own service, your own whatever, selling something, basically using your Reel to promote and sell something that you have created. Of all of the ideas I've given you, this is probably the idea that has the highest time commitment, because not only do you have to make the Reel, you also probably want to have somewhat of a following in order to convert those followers into customers. And then also there's the time commitment of actually creating the thing, whether it's one-on-one coaching or a course or a special crochet beanie. It takes time to create this product or service. But of course, the income potential for this is also very high. If you are creating a very comprehensive course that you're selling for a few $1,000s, or you are selling like a mastermind workshop that's going to be like 3 days in person and you're selling it for like $20,000, you can make a lot of money selling these sorts of things with your Instagram Reels, but it's going to require a lot more time. It's going to require probably more followers. Not necessarily though. It's going to require a lot more trust and connection with your followers, definitely. But you know what they say, nothing in life that's worth having will come easily. So if you think it's worth having, you know, tens of thousands of dollars every single month from selling things that you've created on your Instagram Reels, then, you know, be ready to put in the time, energy, and effort to create that thing. Idea number seven kind of piggybacks off of idea number six, and that is promoting your own things, but promoting them within the Instagram shop. You can now connect multiple different shopping platforms, including Shopify, directly into Instagram. And the cool thing here is that then when people go to check out, they don't have to like go to some separate link or go to the link in your bio. They can check out right within Instagram. And oftentimes Instagram will even give them sort of like little discounts that Instagram is basically paying for and not you. For example, I've seen that when people create an Instagram shop, you can enable this little feature so that the first 30 customers get 20% off. And that encourages more people to use the Instagram shop, which Instagram is a fan of. That gets you more sales, which I think you're a fan of. But the other cool thing is that you are now not required to give people the 20% off. Instagram is essentially paying you to make up for that 20% discount. It's all a part of Instagram trying to incentivize and get more people to use the Instagram shop. And unfortunately, at the time of recording this, you cannot add digital products to Instagram shops. I know, it's a bummer. I really hope that in the future you can add digital products to an Instagram shop. But how it currently is set up on Instagram is you can only sell physical products within the Instagram shop. So again, if you're someone who sells crocheted beanies or you sell, you know, handmade wallets, whatever it may be, and you have a Shopify, I highly recommend linking that up to your Instagram. And not only can you promote it in your Instagram reels and tell people to go to the shop on your profile, you can oftentimes tag your products right on the post. So let's say I was, you know, again, using this wallet, I was making a reel about this wallet and I was holding it in the reel. I could tag that in the reel itself, and then someone could actually tap right on the reel and check out right there without even having to navigate through the Instagram shop. So it's a pretty cool way to make some extra money on Instagram, especially if you're someone who already has physical products. Now, with all of these ideas laid out, I hope you have some new, fresh perspective on how you can make money on Instagram Reels. But with that being said, my mom actually just a few weeks ago put out an episode of this podcast, which I will link in the description, about how you can make more sales on Instagram, right? Because a lot of these ideas revolve around being able to sell, being able to promote, being able to organically and authentically talk about the products that you are into, the products you are recommending, even the products you've created. And so that's a really important baseline, foundational, fundamental that you should have really with any of these seven ideas. So I highly recommend checking out that episode. It is 5 steps to sell on social media. And my mom is walking you through how she has literally made millions of dollars from her Instagram and her Instagram story. So I highly recommend checking that out. Thank you so much. And don't forget to subscribe.